Welcome back, guys, to, is this hour three already? Is that true? Is that accurate?
Yeah.
How many times? Yeah, because you guys got food, and then that was first break, and now. Yep. What's for dessert, Jeff? What's the, on, is there a dessert?
You guys have dessert?
Pizza.
A hot plasma injection.
Yeah, the pizza they deliver, because sometimes the great food isn't good enough for some, so they've got to eat.
That happens.
Wait, really? Is that the reason?
I don't know. Just some people like pizza. It's been like ever since I've started at Twitch, there's always been pizza delivered on top of whatever's offered for dinner.
It's amazing.
I would be so fat if I worked at Twitch. So fat.
You might also be so dead if you worked at
Blood on the couch.
He's already lost a character.
So, Piani is lying on her back, bleeding out, her internal organs failing, this plasma bolt having ruptured her chest cavity. And y'all are just trying to find some way to keep her from dying. As we established last time, you have how many hit points remaining before you're at negative 10?
Eight.
All right. At a rate of one hit point per 6 seconds loss, resulting in 48 seconds. Let's get it up on the big board. What are y'all going to do?
So, does Prospero know where he might be able to locate medicine or medical attention from their current location based on the tactics roll I did earlier?
I don't want to be a dick, but the medical deck?
Yeah.
But the medical deck also doesn't have life support right now, so.
Okay.
It was one of the first ones to go off. Medical, armory, and astronautics.
Is there enough rooms conjoined to this one that I could say we should split up and look in the other rooms for medical packs?
Yes. Yeah, there are other hallways. Each room should have a med kit. It's a question of how fast you can get to them and back.
Okay. In a panic, then I look at everyone and say, we all need to go check four different rooms, or three, look for medical packs and get here in roughly, I don't know, 48 seconds. That's about how much time we got.
Good idea. I'll go this way.
Okay, so all three of you make a luck check for the first room that you enter. Does anybody have a bonus to their dexterity? I'm just curious.
I do. Yes. Plus one.
Plus one.
Cool.
Negative one. Got it.
Okay, so that just evens it all out. All right. So here's how we'll do it. You can search one room. Base. Actually, we'll say I'll give you guys two rooms each. Higgs, you only get one room, and Sakarin, you get three.
Okay.
So you can make
and
that. You can make. Do you have a bonus, Prosper?
I do.
Oh, okay. So you get three rooms as well.
Okay.
All right. So you've got seven luck checks. So let's make the first round.
Oh my God! I can't watch this.
You all run into the first room nearby. Plus, also, you're all like separating.
I know exactly what I'm gonna do. Sorry.
For the love of God, nobody roll a one.
Okay. Just
if you roll
14.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. Isn't it 14?
It depends on your class.
I'd love to check for me. Dicks.
Okay.
Hold on, Steven. What does Warrior need
rolling.
To roll?
So Prosper, well, you all have to roll, but Prosper, because it all happens at once. So Prosper, you failed.
Warrior needs a 13 plus.
Higgs, yeah, you got it, Sakarin. But Higgs, can you make your roll, please?
And what happens is if I roll a one, it fucks everyone.
God, I'll let you know what happens if you get a one.
How's a four
treat
you?
More man hacks, JP.
Okay, and then
so I run into a room and I'm just like, ah.
There's cigars in here.
All right, so you all split up into different rooms. Sakarian, the room that you go into has a med kit on the wall.
Okay.
I'm going to say it takes a round to run out there, a round to get it, and a round to get back. So that's three of the eight that you have.
She's down to five.
Yeah.
Immediately, Prosper goes to the next room and checks.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Higgs goes back.
Why are you still rolling?
Why are you?
Because he doesn't know that.
I don't know.
Got a med kit.
I'm trying to save Piani.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm immediately running back to Piani.
Okay.
Prosper has felt things he's never felt before.
So Sakarian,
for the very first time.
All right, Sakarian, you've got the med kit, and I don't think you have to roll anything. It just takes a round to apply the patch.
Fucking just like Pulp Fiction, dog.
Swing success. The mortally wounded character is now stabilized. Okay, so I don't see anywhere about a roll.
revealing the bra, so all of the fan, you know, all the like
a great
total
moment
fan
for
service,
art.
Right?
Fan service.
Of course, finally, it's still like a burning hole.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that nip slip in the show,
right in the middle.
All
right,
so you run over, and the emergency kit has like anti burn foam because there's still like plasma like melting her skin. So you have to like spray that on. And then you have to put the Lazarus patch on, like right on her neck. And it doesn't bring her back with hit points. It just stabilizes her. She's going to need medical treatment. It just keeps her from dying. So at minus six, that happens. You're stabilized. Do you want to try one more time, to find a med kit there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
No.
All right. So Prosper, you know that like a minute has at least gone by. You run to the last room. It doesn't have a med kit, and you're just like, "Oh God, she's dead!" Like there's no way. It's too late.
She's dead. Yep. So Prosper walks back, just like tears streaming down his face.
Okay. You see Piani lying on the ground, and you see Sakarian's back, and he's like holding her in like one arm. What's Higgs? What are you doing?
What would Higgs be doing here? Higgs is probably... I'm probably just standing over Sakarian and just kind of like pacing back and forth in like a 3-foot thing behind him with my arms crossed, like looking down on the ground.
Okay, I'm going to be a total dick and just double check because I want to do this fair. I want to double check that there's no check because I didn't look at the actual tool.
I think there is.
I think there is too.
I think
you take one per round,
check.
I guess, right?
Yeah. You can try. Okay, here we go. So, yes, you need to make a tech medical check against difficulty 6. But you get to continue trying it. So, okay. So, let's see. So, actually, so Prosper, you walk in while he's, like, trying. He's, like, trying to get her back to life.
Yeah. Breathe, damn you. All
right. So,
it's a D20?
It's 2D6. Do you have tech medical?
No.
Okay. So, 2D6 minus 1.
And I need a 6 or better?
You need a 6 or better. And you have...
Ah, yes! You fucking... Yes, the cook, bitches, and the medic.
All right, that would have gotten harder every round. All right, cool. So yes, you do see. Every 6 seconds, just like
Adam Dick mode deflected.
Yes, you and your silly cook.
Okay, cool. So Piani lives, but you are KO'd and need medical attention. There is the auto dock on the ship that can qualify. But Prosper, upon realizing that Piani is indeed alive, you realize that you're going to need to renegotiate your plan because there's a fuck of a lot of stairs and ladders between here and the ship.
Yeah. So, that turbo elevator, is there any way we could like make it go normally without using Piani skills?
The ship is under the control of a hostile artificial intelligence.
Well, so Prosper hasn't shared any of that with anyone yet.
We heard the conversation of saying he is awake.
Yes, so you can be drawing that. So maybe, yeah. maybe you ask Prosper. Like,
no, I already no. I'm
fuck no.
No, right. Sakarian's intelligent enough to know that when Pi is in the back repeating. He is awake, and one of the leading theories was that we delivered an artificial intelligence on the ship. He's drawn the lines. Also, robots are killing people, and the ship is in hyperspace, not expected.
It's true.
To be kind of obvious, Adam. If you've got a big M. Night Shyamalan reveal, like, actually, none of this happened because we're all dead, then
your meal was poisoned. You all got dosed with LSD. None of this is happening.
Totally fine, but Sakari is pretty damn sure what's going on.
No, Higgs notices, and that's why I'm just all nonchalant the entire time. Because he knows he's on a trip.
I see dead people.
Yeah, you're all trapped in Higgs' dream.
Yeah.
Okay, so... What do you do now?
Does Prosper think that this turbo elevator could be reactivated?
So you don't have the computer skill. So imagine you, Steven, were in a building and the elevator wasn't working. What would you do?
Cry.
Roll 2 dice.
Right? No. There's no you don't have the appropriate skills for rewriting.
Well, I would pry open the computer panel and then I would use my computer skill.
Right. Okay. Fair. Prosper's worse at computers than you are.
Yeah.
you can't, off the top of your head, you can't think of anything that you know.
Oh, shit. I mean, does Piani still have, like, her console? Is there a console on the wall? Could we pull up another schematic? Like, we need to, like, re-navigate.
I downloaded the schematic.
You have the map. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I pull it up and I start looking at it, trying to find somewhere.
An alternate route that doesn't use. Like, what's your plan for the alternate route?
Quickest way back to the swan song, where if we need to, we could hold our breath through, you know.
Well, we were in this room because there's vents we were going to use to travel.
Yeah, but there's lots of ladders and stairs that, like, it would be really hard to get Piani down.
You mean we'd have to carry her?
Yeah, to go from here to the swan song, it basically assumed that we were all up and functioning in order to get there quickly. We could probably, like, tie Piani to your back and get down there, Sicarian.
There's three of us. What's the problem here? Are we worried about? Is it like? Are we trying to avert physical?
We're like, no, it's guys. It's easier to carry this woman on your back, but if you want to give it a try, to carry, and we can certainly do that.
Well, I'm just trying to understand. Didn't Adam? He's like, yeah. There's going to be stairs and hard things to carry a body over, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Then we'll sweat.
That's what Prosper is saying. That, like, if you're willing to, like, try to carry Piani down, like, a ladder or whatever,
She's unconscious. We can bang her head and shit around. Just put a string back there. Just drag her behind us.
Just weekend at Bernie's her the whole way through.
Exactly.
Be careful with Miss Peach.
Piani, check for robots. Throw her into a room first.
All right. We stick with the original plan. It's down this shaft. We need to make our way all the way down.
Okay, so the shaft goes down, then you have to cut across science deck to a secondary ventilation system that you have to crawl through, and then from there you can get access to, like, an emergency lift that'll take you to the docking bay.
Are there any freestanding cords, like extension cords, we could use to, like, lash Piani to Sicarian's back?
I know you're used to being on the swan song where, like, everything's all fucking hanging out and exposed.
Yeah.
But no, this is a real spaceship where they have, like, panels that they put all that shit behind.
Yeah. They probably got, like, zip ties that they use to keep all their cables in order. Like,
No, I mean, there's, you know, like, there's a yellow alarm going on. It says, caliente, caliente. And there's, like, shit and people getting shot. So I just scoop her up and I go, you guys are going to have to cover us. Let's go.
All right. This way, and I charge off down the shaft.
Okay. All right. So you get to the access. You get to the access panel, unscrew it or whatever, pry it off, and then there's like a ladder inside. And as you're getting the panel open, the alarm suddenly just stops.
No, that is worse than normal. Quick.
And then a voice comes on over the same voice comes on over the intercom, is like, emergency systems averted. And then there's like a tone, and then it says Typhoon Epsilon execution in 18 whatever, and it gives you the timer. Like, there's still plenty
18 hours. Great.
And as soon as you, this is the first time, Sicarian, you've heard those words together, like Typhoon Epsilon. You know right away what that means. So the naval branch of the Photonhauer have protocols, the Typhoon protocols, and they're for like orbital bombardment of targets. Typhoon Epsilon is particularly the orbital bombardment of civilian planetary targets. It's for, like, wiping out populace. It's like a depopulation protocol. You've never seen it used, but that's, like, it's using this, like, specific Photonhauer, like, protocol, and it's active now. So that happens, and then you can duck into the shaft. Okay.
Cool. Down the shaft. I've got, like, one hand on each side, just, like, sliding, like, you know, military style, straight down the ladder.
All right, so we're at, I'm going to say, 1830 for hours left. Mm-hmm. It's your plan, Prosper. Can you roll D6? Roll a D4 for me to see how long it takes to get to the science deck.
It takes 3.
Okay, 3 hours. So.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like, I warned you, man. Lots of twists and turns. This is not, it's not meant to traverse decks. It's meant to, like, give you back access to bulkheads.
Yep.
Yeah, so three hours pass. Piani is like, pale and sweaty, but stable.
Standard.
Pale and sweaty. The rest of you...
Irish, yeah.
The rest of you get to the entrance to the science deck. So you like climb out of the tube into a little juncture, and it's got a door, and on the back of the door it's spray painted like science deck. And so you pause here, and it's about 15 and a half hours before
by the way,
landfall at Andoni.
In these 3 hours, are we coming across anybody?
Just bodies. But nobody in the tubes. Not yet.
Last one alive.
Like, how long, based on my estimates and my knowledge of the map, I've got the map up, how long do I think it's going to take us to reach the swan song at this pace?
If you ditch Piani, much less time.
Yeah.
Crossing science deck, if it's just clear and open and there's no obstruction, just a flat run, maybe like an hour to get to the other tube, and then probably another 1 to 4 hours in the tube. That's without Piani.
Okay. So, like, we literally, with Piani, could run out of time.
It'll be close, yep.
Okay, so once we hit the science deck door and it says science deck,
yep.
Then I stop, I say, Mr. Higgins, Mr. Sikarian, I believe we could stop this if we wanted. Do we want to make it to this one song, or do we want to attempt to negotiate with the AI that has taken over this ship?
You mean we get to save a planet?
Yes.
Well, wait. Do you tell us that means they're going to blow up a planet? Because if so, I wouldn't know that, right?
Yeah, he just said that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess I tell them what I found on the computer. I said,
also,
you know,
I know that, too, so I guess I
Yeah, you know what Typhoon Epsilon means.
When Monsieur Sicarians was acquiring the weapons that we are currently carrying, I was hacking into the computer systems with Ms. Piani's help, and I discovered that they are executing a code Typhoon Epsilon to eradicate the civilian centers on Andoni, and not only that, but there is a malicious AI that has taken over the ship. I don't know its name, I don't know its identification, but it seems to only be running off of an id core, a very unstable portion of the AI.
Do you guys know anyone on Andoni?
I believe you have a former crew member who has family on Andoni.
Jose, you got any friends,
it's
family
Mr.
there?
It's Mr. Sikarian. No, but how would we stop the core, the AI?
The only way I can imagine is actually making the way to the core, hooking up some kind of speaker system, or trying to activate such and then speaking with it.
Nope.
This is actually an area where I have some manner of training.
Yeah, and Piani's really good at shooting things, too. Look where she's at right now, man. We got to get back to the ship.
I could be of use to you here. What will we do on the ship? Simply wait it out?
I'm taking Piani to the ship. You can go, if you want to go talk to the fucking, I don't know who that, whatever this AI calls itself now, but if you want to go talk to that, feel free.
I hand Piani over to Mr. Higgins. Are we still in warp space? Like, we're moving, right?
Yeah, it's a 19-hour trip from wherever you were to Andoni.
And the assumption is once we get there, it's not like it takes 5 hours to fire off the armament. It's just fire.
It'll just be like, you show up and then just stop dropping bombs on the planet.
All right, I say, with your permission then, Mr. Higgins, I would ask that you take Piani back to the ship, and I will escort him to try and stop the core.
Yep, okay. That's Jose, I'm good with that. Prosper, if you die, we'll see you. Mr. S, you're not going to die. We'll see you on the ship.
Of course. And I pass off Piani, and then I the laser rifle and say, Mr. Prosper, if you can do as the Frenchmen do and retreat to the location of where this core is located.
It's been like 1,000 years.
And the joke is still fucking.
I pull out a second flask, and I say, so Higgins, please make sure this makes it back to the ship safely.
What, did you, like, jizz in here, and then we're going to figure out how to bring on the Trudeau? What? Why are you handing me this? I, like, look at it kind of oddly.
It's a very fine flask of alcohol. I want to make sure that my belongings and my memorabilia is returned safely in the event of my absence. I'm sure you could find someone who appreciates the high-quality liquor contained in.
No one appreciates you, Prosper.
As this conversation keeps going, I slap Mr. Prosper, not super hard.
Hey.
But enough to like be like, again, there's like light, there's alarms going off, and I'm like,
actually, yeah, it's actually eerily silent in here. Like the alarms have all stopped. Yeah,
great. Then you can hear my slap echo throughout the science chamber.
Yeah.
Sir, there's a planet of people with their lives at stake. Can we please move it along and shut up about your flask?
Oui, allons-y.
So
Andonian is schematic, and I'm navigating directly to the core.
For all those watching at home, the planet Andonia is one of the few temperate, breathable planets in the system. It has a population of around 80,000 people, and it's tech level 4. It's also where Randy's body is currently interred. So,
and where Victor Kovacs.
Then it cuts to him, and he's just face down on a flight deck, like back of his head blown out.
Corpse cleanup in the far future.
It's it's very ceremonial. Leave it where it was.
Yeah, let him lie.
So can I get back to, I don't know how you want to deal with this, but can I get back to the ship fine with carrying Piani?
We can roll for how many hours it takes you to get back, but you also don't know the route. So Prosper, do you want to stop and explain the route to him?
Yeah, no, I definitely
that's the last we ever see of either.
I just start walking.
Still wandering the ship. Don't you worry, Piani. We'll find it someday.
I'm just haggard. I've got a giant beard now.
She's like super fucking dead, but he's carrying like both parts of her. Like,
her eye like falls out, and I pick it up.
Do you know where my ship is?
They go down the halls. God damn it, Prosper.
I gotta revive my girl here. She took a beating earlier.
Exactly.
In the year 4200, they'll speak of the ghost that haunts the Herodon Sarge. Old Higgs.
Creepy fucking Higgins.
Just carrying around a sack of bones. Irish bones.
She's a sweet girl. She's a sweet girl.
What's that, Peony? What's that, honey?
Like, guys, look. If I tap the bones together, it's kind of like her screeching angry rants a little bit.
Exactly.
Just a little bit.
Oh, it's okay. Oh, yep.
It's okay.
Prosper is capable of actually navigating to the core because he's laughing too hard.
Okay, so you explain it. Can you roll? Do you have Higgs, you have navigation. Make a navigation roll. Prosper, you can roll an intelligence roll to help. Yeah, to be like, I'm good at explaining, and you explain it to him, and then he gets to roll. So, Prosper, intelligence, please.
Shit. I was spacing out.
So zero.
Ironically.
Roll your... Okay, yeah. You're just thinking about something.
Yeah.
Mary, Queen of Scots.
I'm thinking about the ghost of Higgs wandering.
Right. You've gone down that dark path. Okay, so Higgs, you're on your own. Make a navigation test. Oh, fuck, Higgs.
Okay.
Reroll it. Reroll.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm using my reroll.
Definitely reroll.
You literally can't.
Yeah.
Oh, God, for the love of Christ.
The worst roll. And Adam's like, actually, guys, it kind of is like that.
It just
like,
happens.
Johnny expires, and he's lost forever. So.
All right. So where do you split off here? Or, like, where are you going, Prosper, that you want to go and, try to communicate with the AI?
I look on the map, and where there's a big red symbol marked GM, and then under it's written core in Adam's handwriting. That's where I head.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, the ship's... You can negotiate from here to the ship's core, sure.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so Higgs, you head off across the science deck, and the other group, you guys are going towards the core. So... We'll start with Higgs. So you guys start climbing down the ladder towards the core. Higgs, you want to... So the door to the science deck is closed right now. You want to pull the lever that opens it and just head out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you pull it open, and you step out into like a hallway. So like across from you this way. And you hear shouting down one hallway, like human voices shouting. And then like a faint like whirring sound, and then somebody screams. Then there's a low bass explosion, like a thud that kind of like shakes the deck a little bit. And then more shouting, and it's getting louder coming from.
So basically, a rave. You hear a rave, actually. So.
Yeah, sweet rave with
and
only
is
one.
Is that the way that I need to go?
Yeah.
Is there a comm thing near me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I, for any reason, have comms to the woman that spoke to us when we first arrived, or? Sir,
she said to call the science deck if you need anything.
Oh, and we're here. Yeah,
you're on the science deck.
Do I hear any voices after the loud thud that are of human?
Yeah, yeah. There's more shouting. There's more like, and it's starting. You can start to hear it now, and like people are shouting like "run," and then you see like down the hallway at the end. It's maybe like 50 meters from you. Three people come bolting around the corner, and they're like running towards you at like top speed.
Okay, I'm kind of just gonna stay until I see what comes around the corner.
Okay, so they managed to get up to you, like they're about halfway to you before you see one of those loader crab robot things come like walking kind of like sidestep into the hallway, and it just lifts its arms. You hear that humming sound again, that like whir. The back guy just turns into a mist, like from his pelvis up, just turns into mist. You hear shots ricocheting off the bulkhead above you, and one of the other guys like falls as they get to you, and then the third runs past you. So that guy trips and falls and like looks up at you terrified, and it's like, for the love of God, run, run! And it's like grabbing you and like trying to climb up you to get up.
Do I have my grenades on me?
Did you take them with you to dinner?
No, probably not, okay. Right?
All right, I'll give you a luck check to have one grenade secreted away in a pocket somewhere.
In his pants.
Yeah.
I have a grenade on me. All
right, cool. There's one.
Can I pull the pin and hand it to the guy in front of me on the ground and then run where the other guy just ran?
You want to run after the other guy? Okay, you'll have to make a strength check to peel the guy off of you because he's like a drowning man, like trying to like climb up you. He's just screaming in panic.
A strength check?
He doesn't have a bonus.
Okay, I don't either.
It's okay. He only has a 4.
This is a...
You're going to oppose, yeah. Just a d20.
Okay. Well, I have an 11.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you like peel him off of you and push him down onto the floor, and then you can give him this grenade.
Yeah. Or actually, I don't pull the pin. I hand him the grenade, and I just run down the hall.
All right, cool. So you book it. You'll hear him screaming like, wait for me. God, fuck damn it. And then you hear, like, the last thing you hear is the, like, bing, as you, like, run around a corner, and then there's another explosion. But whether he threw it or not is...
I'll never know, yeah.
Then you hear, I successfully destroyed the robot!
I am a human being.
You have gained 100 experience!
I have killed the robot, don't worry, come back. I can't get up. Okay. So you're running after this other guy. You're like carrying Piani. Do you ever like, I mean, you're pretty small, right?
Yeah, actually Piani is kind of small.
Okay. So do you have her like in your arms like this or like over your shoulder?
I've got her over. No, I'm carrying her like with my arms out like this.
Okay.
All right. And just running.
Okay, so you're running down the hall, and the guy, you see him lean out of a doorway, and he, like, gestures, like, hurry up, hurry up. And, like,
yeah, gestures. I run in the room.
Okay, so you run into the room, he slams the door.
5 crab robots on the other side of the door. All right, what do you do?
They've got your grenades.
He goes, Piani, you're fucking dead. All right?
He slams the door, and then pulls, like, an emergency lock on it, and then looks at you, and he's like, it's not going to hold, but hopefully he didn't see us. And you turn and look, and there's some other people in the room. You're in one of the, like, science bays. There's, like, a big, like, kind of oval-shaped work area with, like, stations all around it. There's a hologram above it of the... Were you there? Like, you've seen the orb, like, with your own eyes before, right? The thing that they excavated from Andoni?
Yeah, I was there when we took it out.
Okay. So the big hologram of that, and there's, like, various pieces of the hologram that are green and some that are red, and the red ones are slowly, like, spreading. There's a bunch of people on the computers. Some of them like are directly plugged into the terminals by like some kind of cybernetic interface. And you see across the room, you see Miss Mesa looking very stressed out at the far end of the room.
Okay. Is there like a couch or something to put Piani on?
Yeah, there's like an empty chair you could like sit her in.
Yeah, I don't say anything. I go ahead and sit her down as quietly and just like nonchalantly as possible. I sit her down. And then I like straighten my shirt out and everything. And I turn around and I'm just like, excuse me, can everyone please listen? We're going to have the first annual science meeting of the science hall right now, please. And I know Mr. is a name that doesn't get tossed around on here, but for now you can call me Mr. Higgins.
Okay. So a bunch of people like look up, many of the computer like workers don't, but Ms. Mesa looks over and scowls like angrily. And then we'll cut around and see what the other guys are up to. So
Well, by now we've made it to the core, and we're just having a cup of tea with. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. How do you plan on getting to the core? Do you want to just like use the like back route and sneak your way through there?
Like I guess. Is there some way I could like split the difference between danger and speed?
Maybe.
I mean, like Sicarian and I have some pretty serious firepower. Between the two of us, we're actually capable. We don't have the dead weight of the rest of the crew holding us back from achieving our true potential. like, you know, I feel like we could take some risks if we needed to in order to get there faster.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, make a... Do you have navigation? I assume you don't.
What do I have? LMN. I don't think I have navigation. No.
Okay, so make an untrained navigation check.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Roll a D2 for me.
Two.
Okay, so it takes you 2 hours to get there safely. Which is great, because now I got to start tracking each time independently. So
yeah.
two hours later, which is 13 hours, 30 minutes left, Higgs, you're still on, like, 1,500, basically. So you guys emerge from you get out of the tube, and you get to a big yellow, like, hexagon-shaped door with a big-ass radioactivity sign in the middle of it. And it says, like, warning, ship's core, do not enter unprotected. And there's, like, an emergency closet with, like, vac suits on both sides.